Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. From horrible to bad, that's not the best kind of progress, but it is some progress in the case of recent trends in overwinter survival rates among bee colonies.
What we know from the hive count losses that were reported, we've been averaging losses around 22%, which is a little lower than it has been in years past, but that's still a very high number for any beekeeper to sustain, or anyone in agriculture to sustain for that matter.
Tammy Horn is the state apiarist with the Kentucky Department of Agriculture, and while that loss rate is significant, it is headed in the right direction. A much brighter picture is the interest in getting into beekeeping in the state, and Horn says learning opportunities for those folks are expanding.
My predecessors, the previous apiarist, have done a good job of maintaining 6 bee schools located around the state, but this year we're seeing different UK cooperative extension agents take a lead in more localized workshops. So we have well over 12 to 15 now.
And the first is coming up this weekend.
We have one that it will be held at Shaker Village in Pleasant Hill in Harrodsburg, January the 16th through the 18th. And then the Eastern Kentucky Winter Bee School will be held in Hazard. That's January the 24th.
We'll provide a related website in a minute. We'll be right back.
Welcome back. We're talking about corn and the family farmers who grow it. Sandy from San Diego.
Farmers, it's big corporations that grow corn, isn't it?
Not so. More than 90% of America's corn crop is grown on family farms. Louis from Louisville.
Family corn farms still exist?
Yes, sir. In fact, America's family farmers are the most productive in the world, growing 20% more corn than any other nation. Gotta go. Discover how innovation is growing at cornfarmerscoalition.org.
A message from the Kentucky Corn Growers Association.
We're back with the Ag Department state apiarist, Tammy Horn, who says the 2014 Farm Bill now includes programs for beekeepers.
There's also insurance. Beekeepers have never been able to buy insurance before, but now they are able to this year. That's a big improvement for our industry.
Further details are available at local FSA offices. For newer beekeepers, Horn says the winter series of beekeeping school starting this weekend would be well worth their time.
We like to make sure that people understand what they're getting into, have a chance to meet vendors and talk to the vendors and look at equipment, explore some new things that are happening with equipment.
After the Mercer and Perry County meetings this month, 5 more are set for February in Allen, Whitley, Bullitt, Pulaski, and Mason counties. A complete listing is available online at ksbabeekeeping.org. And that wraps up today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.